אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, אוסטרליה. Israel security forces early last Sunday morning arrested the two remaining Palestinian security inmates who escaped from Gilboa prison in northern Israel nearly 2 weeks earlier, bringing to a close a manhunt following one of the worst jailbreaks in Israel's history. Iham Kamamji and Munil Nafiat, both members of the Islamic Jihad group, were apprehended in Jenin, outside the refugee camp, where their recapture would certainly have been violent. They surrendered without a fight. Public Security Minister Omer Bar-Lev on Friday announced the makeup of a government commission to investigate the escape of the six Palestinian prisoners from the high-security facility. The panel will be headed by retired judge Menachem Finkelstein, who previously served as deputy head of the Central District Court and chief military prosecutor. It will include Professor Efrat Shoham, a criminologist at Ashkelon Academic College, and Arik Barbing, a former senior official in the Shin Bet Security Service. At the head of the prison's system, Katy Perry, who has rejected suggestions that she should take responsibility for the failures that led to the escape. The US House of Representatives on Thursday voted overwhelmingly to pass legislation that will provide Israel with $1 billion for its Iron Dome missile defense system, days after the funding was removed from a government spending bill amid pressure from a small group of lawmakers. The one-time allotment of $1 billion in aid will come on top of the $73 million approved for Iron Dome procurement earlier this year and won't count towards $3.8 billion that Israel receives in defense aid from the US annually. The Iron Dome Supplemental Appropriations Act passed 420-9, with two Democrats, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Hank Johnson, effectively abstaining by voting present. 8 Democrats and 1 Republican voted against the bill. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett thanked members of the US House of Representatives, Democrats and Republicans alike, for the overwhelming support for Israel and for the commitment to its security. On Wednesday, Affairs Minister Nachman Shai called for a long-term fix in Israel's ties with the Democratic Party after opposition from Progressive House members delayed the funding. Shai blamed former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, charging that he clearly went in the Republican direction. The United Nations General Assembly on Wednesday held a commemoration event for the 20th anniversary of the controversial UN World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa, which veered into open anti-Semitism. A record 31 nations, including Australia, boycotted the commemorations. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Friday demanded that Israel withdraw to the 1967 boundaries within 1 year or else face repercussions. In a videoed speech to the United Nations General Assembly, Abbas said that if Israel did not withdraw, the Palestinian Liberation Organization could withdraw its recognition of Israel within the 67 borders. The PLO recognized those boundaries as part of the Oslo peace process in the 1990s. The number of coronavirus patients being treated on ventilators this past week rose above 200 for the first time since late March. The Health Ministry's website showed 203 people with the coronavirus were on ventilators out of 274 patients listed in critical condition on Friday morning. The number of patients listed in serious condition, which includes those deemed critical, dropped slightly from a day earlier but remained above 700. The death toll since the start of the pandemic rose to 7,611. A total of 529 people have succumbed to the virus since the start of this month, making September the second straight month that Israel has recorded at least 500 deaths. The vast majority of both new infections and serious cases have been among those not vaccinated. 41 of the country's 49 ECMO machines were in use on Friday morning, all but 6 of them by unvaccinated individuals. Israel will wait for the United States Food and Drug Administration approval before it starts administering COVID-19 vaccines to children aged 5 to 11, as it did before starting vaccinating those aged 12 to 16. Pfizer said on Monday that its COVID-19 vaccine works for children aged 5 to 11, and the lower dosage for younger children also was proved safe with fewer side effects than teens experience. The Education Ministry reported last Sunday that only half of the teachers in Israel have received a coronavirus vaccine booster shot. Starting on October 1st, anyone eligible for a booster who hasn't received one will have their green pass revoked, requiring them to present a negative coronavirus test to attend various venues and events. Schools are included in the green pass system, with teachers required to either be vaccinated or regularly display a COVID-19 negative test result. School is scheduled to resume next week after the Sukkot break, and the Education Department is hoping that teachers will have used the time to upgrade their vaccination status. Teachers who are not vaccinated and who do not test themselves will not be permitted to teach, even by Zoom. Israeli authorities are poised to immediately recruit hundreds of new police officers and involve the Shin Bet Domestic Security Agency in the battle against crime in the Arab community, after several people were killed in this past week in a continuation of the soaring violence, sparking an online Arab Lives Matter campaign. The number of victims since the start of the year is already more than 90. Israel's professor Eliezer Rabinovich on Friday was elected as the 24th president of the Council of CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Rabinovich is professor at the Raqqa Institute of Physics at the Hebrew University, who has served on the council for many years. He specializes in theoretical high-energy physics, particularly quantum field theory and string theory. Rabinovich said that CERN is a special place where science and collaboration meet to answer some of the most fundamental questions about the world we live in. Israel joined the organization as an observer in 1991 and has been a member since 2013. It was the first non-European full member and remains so to this day. Israel joined three of its new regional Arab partners in submitting a joint statement at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday, marking the first time the countries that have signed the Abraham Accords have undertaken such an initiative. The joint statement on women, peace and diplomacy, offered at the 48th regular session of the Israel, Morocco, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, emphasized the value of integrating women in peace processes and called for the increase of women's influence on human rights, sustainable development, security and peace on the basis of UN Security Council Resolution 1325 on women and security. Thousands of people attended the traditional priestly blessing Birkat Kohanim at the Kotel on Wednesday. Last Sukkot, the Birkat Kohanim was held but with a greatly reduced number of participants due to the high numbers of virus infections and Israel under a restrictive lockdown. The thousands of participants this year wore masks during the ceremony. Hodaya Monsonego, 24, of Hof Ashkelon, who was arrested in 2019 in Lima for her alleged involvement in an attempt to smuggle a large amount of cocaine from Peru to Israel, returned to Israel on Friday. She was jailed in Lima for a year under terrible conditions before being released to house arrest in May 2020, where she's remained since. Monsonego is cognitively impaired and was likely exploited by a friend and the friend's former brother-in-law. She said on her arrival, she's never going overseas again. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio and wishing everyone Chag Sameach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.